We're doing Ahavat Chesed. We're up to Chelek Aleph, Perek Shvi'i, Halacha Tet. יש מי שאומר שאין שליח ביתין אסור להיכנס לביתו למשכנו, אלא במשכנו להיות בטוח במותיו ולא הגיע זמן הפירעון. There is an opinion that says that the only time a court messenger is prohibited from entering the borrower's home to take his collateral is in a situation where the time isn't up yet, and we're just concerned that he's going to skip town. So we tell him, we know you don't have to pay back the loan yet, but we're coming now in advance, we want to take collateral. So there are those that say that that's the only time that the court messenger would be prohibited to enter his home, would be included under this obligation to respect his autonomy and stand outside and wait for him to take out collateral. Or even in a situation where the time has come for him to pay up, and the guy says, I know he left me his Rolex that I should collect as collateral, but I don't want to collect the money off of the collateral he left me. I want to ensure that he pays me back the money. So then the courts will sometimes say, hey, you're supposed to pay up, give us more collateral. Even though you gave him the first collateral, now the time has come to pay up and you're not paying up, we want more collateral to ensure you will pay up. So in those two instances, either that we're demanding collateral before the due date of the loan, or where collateral was given and the lender does not want to collect from that collateral, he wants to ensure that he'll get his money, in those two instances, even the court-appointed messenger has to respect the borrower's autonomy and stand outside the door. But in an instance where he owes the money, time has come to collect, and now we're coming to collect, and he doesn't want to pay back the borrower, and we know he has Rolex watches, he has a Rolls Royce, he's got where to pay the money from, but he keeps it hiding. He says, no, I can't pay. So in that instance, Shariach Beti Nichnas Leveito, then the court messenger enters his home, Lemashkenot, to take collateral, and he tells him, buddy, you pay up or we're going to start taking your jewelry and silverware. And then he ensures that he pays back the debt that he owes, because there's a mitzvah to pay back a debt. And then the court messenger is helping him fulfill his mitzvah, just like we would help a person who doesn't build a sukkah. We'd come in and tell him, buddy, you build the sukkah, you have a mitzvah to build the sukkah. A guy says, I don't want to shake lulav today. We tell him, buddy, you better shake that lulav. A guy says, I don't want to wear tefillin. Then the courts will send someone over and tell him, you put on tefillin. That the courts will force him whatever it takes to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, of course, this is talking about a situation where life was different than today. Today, this would be counterproductive. The Chazon Ish writes that. In the times of Chazal, even in the times 200 years ago, where the Jewish community lived alone, and before the Maskilim, where there were either Jews or non-Jews, there was no crowd of people who said, we're Jews, but we don't perform mitzvot, like today. So things changed. Because today you have thousands, and unfortunately there are already hundreds of thousands. So you have a whole community. So a person grows up, it's not like in the time of the Rambam, where the Rambam said, you can't say he's a Tinok Shenishba if there are Jews around. Because in the Rambam's time, you knew a Jew was someone who performed mitzvot. That was the case up until 300 years ago. You didn't have whole crowds of people who were Jewish and weren't keeping mitzvot. Today, a person could grow up in a kibbutz in Israel, he knows that he's Jewish, and he knows there are Jews who do keep mitzvot, and there are Jews who don't keep mitzvot. So in his mind, yeah, I could be Jewish and not keep mitzvot. So even though technically the Rambam writes, you could only have a tinok shenishba, we'll only say a person is not at fault for not keeping mitzvot when he couldn't have known what Judaism was about, the Rambam says. When he had neighbors or he had people who were Jewish, then it was his responsibility to find out what his obligations were. That was true in the Rambam's time. Today, a person grows up, and even though he knows there are Jews, and there are those that keep mitzvot, and there are those that don't, and it's become a norm, and it's become accepted. So then, we don't apply what the Rambam said, that it's his fault that he doesn't keep mitzvot. And that's why these halachot, about forcing a person to perform mitzvot, were relevant in a time where society was totally different. in today's society, if we would force a person to perform mitzvot, even if we had the power to do it, the Chazon Ish says we wouldn't do it because it would be counterproductive. That's not the way you advance the people. You have to educate them. You have to have Kirov. You have to have another 15 branches of Machon Meir. But you don't go out there and tell them, you buddy, you put on those tefillin or else. That's not what's going to work today. That's not... In Chazal's time, if a person wasn't putting tefillin, it was a person, Rav Yochanan, he lost 10 children. So a person in that situation, he lost 10 children, he can wake up after he sees the 10th child boiled to death before his eyes, literally fell into a boiling vat, and he says, today I'm not putting on tefillin. So the courts tell him, buddy, you put on tefillin today. Yeah, it's tough today. You put on tefillin. You'll get over this time. Today, things are different. If a guy says, I don't want to put on tefillin, so we say, let's teach you a little bit about it. Come understand what the mitzvah is. We can't do things the way they did in Chazal's time. But there was this concept in the time of the Talmud, and in time, even up until about 200-300 years ago, where then the courts didn't have the power to do it. But technically, if someone didn't want to perform a mitzvah, then the courts would ensure that he did. So paying back a loan is a mitzvah. So just like any other mitzvah, if someone says, I don't want to perform it, we tell him, buddy, you better perform it. So too, when it comes to paying back a loan, the courts would step in and say, you better perform this mitzvah. And then we don't have this obligation to respect his autonomy and say, stay out of his house, it's his house. We say, no, it's his house and he's hiding the money and he's not paying back. So we'll ensure that he does. Avdimendo nechasim, but let's say he doesn't have assets. En kofino to laskir atzmo. We don't make him hire himself out. Velo lasot shum lacha kedei lifua. We don't tell him, okay, now buddy, you better take on a job. We're going to get you the job as garbage collector. Any job, just so that you have money to pay back the loan. That far we don't go. Tichtiv, because the pasuk says, kili v'nei Yisrael avadim. God says, they're my servants, the Jewish people. Shtarosh Hashem Yitbarach Hu Kodem. God says, I own them first. And that's why we don't force a person to sell himself as a servant and things like that in order to pay back a loan. V'ayen b'sefer Shara Mishpat she'katav she'yesh poskim she'suvrim de'davka bet inen yicholim lechofo le'askir atzmo. The work, Shar HaMishpat, he holds that only the courts can't force him to rent himself out. But he himself, really, he should hire himself out in order to pay back the loan. We won't force him to hire himself out. We say, get a good job. You don't have to hire yourself out to be a mover, to do all kinds of difficult tasks that really you wouldn't do on a daily basis. We won't force him to do that. But he himself should recognize that it is his obligation to pay back, and he should hire himself out. So because this was long, I just want to sum up. What the Chafetz Chaim said is that there is an opinion that says that the court officer may enter his home to collect in a regular situation where he's not paying back and he could pay back. The only time that he has to stay out of his house would be if the time to collect hasn't yet come, or if the lender has collateral but he is not confident with that collateral. He wants to take more collateral to ensure that the borrower pays back. But in a situation where we have no collateral and the guy owes the money and the due date has come, so then this opinion says that the court officer may enter and force him to pay back or take collateral to ensure that he pays back. We don't force him to hire himself out in order to pay back the loan, but he should hire himself out in order to have money to pay back the loan. And this brings us to the conclusion of the seventh chapter, in which we learned the details of the halakha with regard to taking collateral and respecting the person's autonomy, not entering his home to take collateral when he owes us money.